Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Rachel Miro, I'm Penny Nelson. Chevron pleaded no contest yesterday to six criminal charges arising from a massive fire at its oil refinery in Richmond 1 year ago today. The deal requires the oil giant to pay $2 million in fines plus restitution, repay the costs of managing and investigating the fire, and submit to oversight for 3.5 years. Investigators say a pipe that was thinned by corrosion and should have been replaced burst, igniting a fire that sent smoke through the region and thousands of people to area hospitals with breathing problems. The charges include 4 counts accusing Chevron of violating labor standards and 2 counts of negligently discharging air contaminants. A 3-member panel appointed by Governor Jerry Brown has called for a public hearing Wednesday to investigate the labor dispute that has threatened to shut down San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit system for a second time this summer. Brown appointed the board late Sunday, just hours before a few thousand BART workers were scheduled to walk off their jobs at one of the nation's largest public transit systems. The board will help the governor decide whether to pursue a 60-day cooling-off period, as KQED's Brian Goebel reports.
The cooling off was requested by the president of the BART board, Tom Radulovich.
We could have kept talking, but we figured, you know, based on the responses that we've got to those, that really the only way to keep everybody at the table this time was this cooling off period.
Both sides have been talking since April 1st, and although they reported some progress over the weekend, they remained far apart on the key issues, which include a wage hike and how much workers should contribute to health care and pensions. The governor's fact-finding panel is made up of one of his senior advisors, the director of the City of San Francisco's HR department, and a longtime labor leader.
This panel is charged with investigating the course of the negotiations and seeing where the parties are right now. It will report to the governor in a week.
That's Harley Shaken, a labor expert and UC Berkeley professor. After the report is issued, the governor must then decide whether to seek a court injunction that would mandate a 60-day cooling-off period. The two sides would then keep talking, but the unions could not strike. The last time a governor issued a cooling-off period before a threatened BART strike was in 2001. Back then, the unions reached agreement just before the cooling-off period expired, but not in 1997, when workers went on strike after the 60-day extension.
There's no guarantee that anyone cools off after a 60-day cooling off period. And even when they do, it happens in virtually the last day or two where the pressure of the expiration causes the parties to come together.
Both sides are preparing to submit their cases to the state panel, and no new negotiations have been scheduled. For the California Report, I'm Brian Goebel.
State regulators are under a court order to set new safe drinking water standards by the end of the month for chromium 6. It's a toxic chemical linked to cancer and other health problems. It's also responsible for contaminating the water supply of a now infamous desert town in Southern California. Here's more from the California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
It was the Oscar award-winning film about a plucky legal aide named Aaron Brockovich that brought hexavalent chromium 6 and the town of Hinckley to the public's attention.
Hexavalent chromium can be very harmful.
So it kills people.
Oh, yeah.
You're a lawyer?
Brockovich discovered high levels of chromium 6 in the town's water supply. The contamination was traced to a nearby Pacific Gas and Electric substation and led to a multi-million dollar legal settlement. PG&E is still trying to contain the pollution. Nicholas Morales says Hinckley isn't the only California community with a chromium 6 problem.
And those water sources have been found in something like 52 of 58 counties in California. So that potentially impacts millions of people within California.
Morales is an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says of the thousands of public water sources tested across the state, about one-third had hexavalent chromium levels at or above the state's own suggested standard set 2 years ago. That goal called for a maximum contaminant level that's essentially undetectable. When the California Department of Public Health dragged its feet in meeting that goal, the NRDC filed suit.
In order to get the court to order the department to set that standard at which there's no significant risk to public health, as it's required to by law, by a date set by the court.
A draft of the State Department of Public Health's proposed drinking water standard for chromium 6 is expected to be released for public review by the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
And now, here's another in our occasional series on people who volunteer in California called The Giving State. Today we meet a deli clerk from Yolo County who started Welcome Home Doula Services to help new mothers in need.
My name is Madeline Chernock. I live in Davis, California, and I provide free birth doula services to teen mothers, homeless mothers, and low-income families in the greater Sacramento area.
So it's important to keep taking those big, deep breaths. And remember, we were talking about vocalizations, where you're keeping your voice really low. I always say growl like a bear.
So a birth doula provides physical, emotional, and informational support to a woman while she is in labor and giving birth. It's kind of like being a designated driver for the birth experience. You know, you make sure she has plenty of water, and you tell her she's doing a great job, and you just make sure that everyone has a great time and that the memory of the experience is a really positive one.
Take advantage of the people around you who are there to support you. Be like, hold my leg, squeeze my feet, like, rub my back.
A lot of it is just explaining what is normal during childbirth. There are a lot of really new feelings, physical and emotional feelings that happen when you're having a baby, that are completely normal to the body, but we're taught that they're weird. So having a doula there to just be like, hey, you're fine, this is totally okay. It's sad that you have to have an extra person there to tell you that, but it's really good to have a doula there just to remind you.
If she's telling you she can't do it, you know what you tell her? You're doing it right now, and you're almost done, because that's what people say when they're almost done.
I decided what I really wanted to do was help as many women as possible who really didn't have access to good doula support. You can completely change someone's life for the better if you make their birth experience positive. So why not?
Madeline Chernock was interviewed by our intern, Nicole Nguyen. You can listen to this profile again and hear other profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Tuesday, August 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.